Hi, this is Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare from the Man Up Podcast, where we explore men's and women's fascinating life stories that will challenge you to man up, because it's time. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a moment. Sit back, enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
I think I have much to tell you about history, about your history.
Rise and rise again until lambs become lions.
You are your father's son. Are you ready to be who you are?
Yes.
Welcome to the Christian Car Guy Radio Show.
I say this calls for action, and now...
God help me now. Feels like there's no way out. But Jesus, you're faithful and able, and you've never once let me down. God help me now.
Don't yell at the axe. Yes, today's Christian Car Guy show is Don't Yell at the Axe, and I bet you're wondering what that means. Good. we're gonna get into that in a minute, and we're so grateful for you listening today. Oh, do we have a show on tap for you. Again, don't yell on the axe. You're not going to believe what God showed me on this particular subject, especially If you had a chance to watch the debate, any minute of it. I only watched about 3 minutes of it, but I saw those 3 minutes, I began to yell at the axe quite handily. And so we're going to get into that. And then very, very cool, it's Jesus Labor Love Saturday, so I always have my friend Scott with us. And, you know, if you're not familiar with Jesus Labor Love, it's car repair labor for single moms, widows, and families in crisis. And we've had some wonderful things, giving away some cars. You guys have been so generous to us out there donating cars and funds that we can do some repairs. Man, I got some stories. And plus, we have those callers as well. But very, very, very cool. We have, I don't know if you know, but God's Not Dead, In God We Trust just came out in theaters. And so we got a week or two to get this thing established. Like, the more Christians will go to this thing, we'll keep it in the theaters, hopefully till after Thanksgiving. You know, that can be done. But this is huge, right? The election's right in front of us, and God's Not Dead, In God We Trust. It's all about what we're talking about. We have the screenwriter himself, Tommy Blaze, with us. And so, Tommy, welcome, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me this morning. I sure appreciate it.
I am so excited about your movie, and I hope you can follow me, what I'm fixing to say. I hope Scott can follow me, but I got to get into this whole why yell at the axe thing. So, you know, I've been studying the Beatitude, blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness, for theirs the kingdom of heaven. So understand that that's the backdrop of what I've been studying all week. And along with that, I don't know if you're aware of it, but when it says blessed are the persecuted, that persecuted is a verb. And verbs have, if you took English, tense. So like some things are past tense and some things are future tense. But Greek and Hebrew both have another type of tense that you don't have in English. And that's what's called a perfect tense. And with a perfect tense, that means it's been happening for eternity. It's happening right now, and it's gonna happen. And so when you look at this word persecuted, I want you to get your mind around this a minute, that the idea of being persecuted was the moment that you became righteous. In other words, once you took Christ on, you became righteous, right? When you came in Christ, that happened. And so right. The whole idea of, are you ready to become who you are? You see? But the moment that you did that, you took on his robe of light. It's a beautiful thing. In the spiritual world, you now became a giant target, because all those that robe of light that you began to wear the day you became a Christian, well, it draws demons like light draws them off. I'm just saying they're all coming because they see you on the horizon and they're on their way. And so you've been persecuted from the moment you got to any righteousness, and you will be persecuted. And the reason for that, to some extent, is you heard in the last song in my intro, is that God help me, right? When we figure out we can't do life without God, it puts us right where we ought to be, right? Right in his arms, in God we trust, right? And all that kind of thing, okay? Now, I say all that just to say this, because, you know, just follow me for a minute. And are you following me so far, Scott?
Nick? I am.
Are you with me? Okay. Tommy, have I lost you yet?
Well, the perfect tense, it's interesting.
All right.
No, so I'm here.
Okay. I just want to make sure I didn't lose anybody yet, because we're going to go on to the next thing that completely goes in with your movie, and it goes in with what God's been teaching me. So if you look at the book of Esther, there's an amazing thing, right? That Mordecai and Esther, there was an edict by King Ahasuerus that everybody, all the Jews, essentially 127 provinces, that's all the Jews in the world, are going to be killed on the 13th day of Adar. So there's a real problem here. It's worse than what's going on in America right now. they're fixed to kill everybody. And if you look in the 6th chapter, in the 12th verse, they honor Mordecai, they do, who's actually the head of the Sanhedrin at the time, and they ride him on the horse and put him on the king's garment and all this stuff. Yet, even though he's been honored more than anybody in the whole Persian kingdom at this moment in time, rather than going into the king and saying, dude, why are you going to kill us all on the 13th of day, he doesn't do that. It says, if you look closely, at the beginning of the 12th verse, it says, Mordecai went back to the king's gate. Well, if you understood that completely, or when I went to understand that completely, I'm just talking about me, the reason why I was at the king's gate is because he was wearing sackcloth. And if you're wearing sackcloth in those days, that means you're mourning the death of the king.
Or somebody.
No, the king. No, if you're wearing sackcloth, they won't let you inside the king's palace because you're mourning the death. That's the only way you're allowed in there is if you're wearing sackcloth, is if he's dead, okay? And so for Mordecai to go inside the king's gate, even though he's just been honored, right? It's like saying the king's dead. You don't do that, okay? So he's outside the gate. He's standing there, and he's fasting, and what is he doing? He's praying. Because here's the idea. If somebody is in your front yard, and there's your favorite tree that somebody gave you, and it blooms every year. It's one of those fruit trees that's just beautiful. And they got an axe in their hand, and they begin to chop down that axe, that tree. What good would it do for you to yell at the axe?
Not a bit.
Right. You need to yell at the guy that's fixed to cut down the tree. Well, the same thing. If you were sitting there, as Mordecai was, and they're fixed to kill all your people, he could have been yelling at the king. He could have gone in there and done a lot of things. He was just been honored. But instead, he went to the person. In other words, he was at the king's gate, but he was praying to the real king, right?
Right.
And so the idea of don't yell at the axe is like, man, if you were like me, I mean, even just for the few moments I watched the debate, my heart was just like, oh, my gosh. And you would have heard me yelling at both axes, right? But essentially, God is in whom we trust, is the name of the movie that's coming out, by the way, that Tommy wrote. And so what a cool thing if rather than all of us yell at the TV and the two people with all the shenanigans, why not, you know, begin to really, really seek his face in prayer? Like, here's the person that really, when something happens in heaven, and that's what God did in the book of Esther. He made sure that the edict was undone long before the king knew it had to be undone, okay? And so when you're praying to the right, you know, you're fasting, you're praying, all those things make all the difference in the world. Now, with all that said, Tommy, tell us when you got the idea for the movie. How did you get this idea, and how did they come about doing it as God's in the God's Not Dead franchise?
Well, all right. So let me just back up real quick. So the movie came out. It opened Thursday. God's Not Dead in God We Trust came out Thursday. As a byproduct of COVID and some other things, movies won't stay in theaters unless the opening weekend is such that the theaters consider it profitable.
Right.
It's gotten so bad, theaters will just show nothing.
Yep.
They'll just close it. because it's too expensive to pay the person to take the tickets and pay the person, you know. So movie attendance is just down. All that to say, we are guaranteed till Thursday of next week. And then it's up to the it's up to them to decide whether we'll stay longer than a week. So we're imploring everybody, if you have any desire to see the movie, don't wait. It's not like it was when we were kids. And you can, well, I'll just go next weekend. It's not how it works anymore. If we don't go tonight, and if we don't go tomorrow, it won't be around next week. So that's why we're out there trying to tell everybody, you know, build awareness, let them know that the movie is playing. It's the fifth in the God's Not Dead franchise. There have been four other movies, of which I wrote, let's see, three, four, and five. I've written three of them.
Tommy, I hate to jump in on you, but we got to go to a break. And I am so grateful for you being with us. Want to hear more, obviously, and we're going to hear more. But we also need to hear from you. Maybe you were yelling at the Axe story. You can call us at 866-348-7884. We're going to be right back with a lot more. Don't yell at the Axe.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Are you ready to be who you are?
God help me now. Feels like there's no way out. But Jesus, you're faithful and able, and you've never once let me down. God help me now.
God Help Me by Unspoken, and today's show is Don't Yell at the Axe, and we're so blessed to have with us, again, our old friend Scott, who is our chief volunteer with the Jesus Labor Love. It's car repair labor for single moms, widows, and families in crisis, and I often think about, you know, it's God that pulled all those, you know, I know of all these folks out there that are in desperate situations, and you dealing with them every day with their cars, and I deal with them every day with their cars. And, you know, just tell a quick story on that, is that Thursday night, late, this came in, I got a text, and it essentially said, Pastor Robbie, you guys helped me with the Jesus Labor Love. A few months ago, I was desperate, and you know, I'll never forget, you know, what all God did through you guys. And it was just a beautiful text. She said, but now I have a real problem. They want to impound my car.
Mm.
Because, and she, it was a very long text. And it, essentially, the story was that she got pulled over and they said she didn't have any insurance. But she showed the policeman that she had insurance on her app, the policeman let her keep her car but told her she needed to get with the DMV. When she got with the DMV, they got with the insurance company, and sure enough, she does have insurance now, but there was a week that her insurance lapsed. And during that week, they sent out a deal to impound her car, right? And there was a fine that was to be paid on that of $50. But she didn't get that letter because she had moved. And so by now, the fine was $165, and she didn't have the money to pay the fine, and they were going to impound her car, right? And just a really, really unusual set of circumstances. But as I talked to her, I just picked up the phone and called her and listened to all that she had to say and, you know, found out what was going on with her. She's on disability, but she's trying to get a job. And it's just, you know, one of those things where you could really tell, like, man, God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, that you put it on some donor's heart to give us some money. Because if there was when I told this lady we were going to pay her fine, like, I mean, you could see, and you know, God is good. God is good. All in other words, all these people line up for this young lady to see God's hand in a difficult situation, right, Scott? And you see that same kind of thing every day. But the truth is that our country is in way desperate more situation than the $165 fine. It just is. And so we have an opportunity this weekend, right, to pray for God's Not Dead, but also to go see it and to take our youth groups or whoever we can possibly gather with us to go see this movie, to keep it in the theaters. Because my guess is, Tommy, that there's a message inside of this to help people see the importance of In God We Trust. Tommy?
Oh, I'm sorry. My turn?
Yeah.
Yes. The movie is, it deals with what's going on right now. We're in election year. And for those familiar with the franchise, we brought back some of the characters that you've come to know and love, as they say. And one of them is Reverend David Hill, as portrayed by David A.R. White. And he is talked into running for Congress when the incumbent suddenly drops out of the race. And there's no one to, gosh, it's amazing how much this is, how much it mimics real life. Drops out of the race, and no one's run against the opposition. And so he does. And in that time, he begins to learn the ins and outs of politics and elections, American politics. And some of it's not great. And one of the things that he learns that 40 million Christians don't vote in the presidential elections. 40 million.
Wow.
Another 15 million aren't even registered to vote. And the point of the movie is, if 55 million people got together and voted the gospel, not party line, but gospel, what could happen? What would happen to this country? Well, the enemy knows exactly what will happen, and that's why they fight so hard. And that's what the movie is. It invites us to get active, to bring our faith to the public square, to speak up, and not, you know what they say about the light under the bushel. And so it's get out. And a lot of Christians will say, well, politics is a dirty business. Well, so's taking out the garbage. And if you don't do that, it starts to stink after a while. And that's what the movie is, the call to action.
I love that, Tommy. I really do. Well, we have Christian is actually in Charlotte, North Carolina. Christian, you're on the Christian Car Guys show. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Good morning, Christian.
And I just wanted to say thank you guys for allowing me to come on and shout out Jesus Labor of Love and to tell you guys how thankful I am.
So tell us a little of your story, Christian.
All right. So a little of my story is I'm a single divorced mother of seven, and I was homeless when I met Mr. Scott. I've since then overcame. I went to school to get a nursing degree, which is CNA. And I also now, because of you guys and my Chevy Equinox, which we've named Blessing, I was able to open up a business, helping individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And I was so grateful. I told you guys when I got Blessing that I felt that I was called to help others, and I was going to use it to give back. And that's exactly what I'm doing, guys.
Wow.
So proud of you.
Yes, and that Chevy Equinox, I remember, like, man, that was like one of the nicest cars we've ever been donated. I was just
low miles.
Yeah, it was just absolutely beautiful car. And with seven kids. Oh my gosh. That's an amazing story. And it's just so cool. I love the name of the car. And right, we're all blessed to be a blessing, right?
Yeah.
Amen. Yes, sir. And that's exactly what I do. So each day I get up 7 a.m. to about 9 p.m. and I work so hard helping others.
That is awesome,
you
Christian.
Are a
thank
blessing
you.
Yourself.
Yes, thank you for calling in.
We got to go
to a break. Thank you, thank you. You can call in your story, 866-348-7884. We would love to hear from you. Again, we got Tommy with God's Not Dead. Be sure and get out the movies to see it this weekend. In God We Trust. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Are you ready to be who you are?
God help me now. Feels like there's no way out. But Jesus
Don't yell at the axe today on the Christian Car Guy Show. If you didn't hear the beginning what that means, it means that if somebody's in your yard and they're cutting down your favorite tree and they've got an axe, it probably wouldn't do you a whole lot of good to be yelling at the axe. In other words, you got to get a hold of the guy who's got that. And the idea of that is that, you know, essentially God has got all these players on the chessboard. And if you don't think he runs countries, let me tell you, he completely runs countries. And so right now in this particular season, you know, I love the title of this movie, In God We Trust, because it's essentially him. And wow, I mean, I really think Tommy gave us some great ideas about what we could be praying for. Like, God, raise him up. Raise up those millions of people who really don't know that they should get out and vote. They believe what the media is pushing, that your candidate doesn't have a chance, you know, or whatever it is that they believe is the reason they shouldn't go vote. Oh my goodness, we've got such a an ability to change a lot of things by just doing what God gave us. And one of the votes that you have is actually on your knees. Like, as God hears you and your heart and what you really want, it measures immensely. And so that particular vote counts way before you actually get to the ballot box. I'm just saying that's the whole idea. Now, go to the ballot box and do what you absolutely can. And don't get me wrong with that, but obviously, you know, one of the things we can do is help keep this movie in the theaters. And Clay has gone to see it. So, Clay, you're on the Christian Car Guy Show. Good morning.
Well, hey, brother, top of the sanctifying Saturday to you. Actually, I have not gone to see it. I've heard a couple people talk about it. But I've seen it. I think it was the first two. And actually, I was sharing a bit of a testimonial last night at this Christian fellowship get-together. And I'm actually believing that y'all have heard of this little devotional called Jesus Calling.
Oh, of course.
Mm. And so last night, of course, you know, yesterday was September 13th, you know, was Friday the 13th. And only those people who believe that it's a superstition thing can just believe it, because it's not. But anyway, so I shared the main words at the top are where God the Father is saying, come to me and rest. And, you know, there are those times people, like, you know, trying to pick a candidate, and you know, they're trying to, they're, you know, the, of course, the book of Philippians chapter 4 says, be anxious for nothing, and people are getting anxious. So when you go to him and rest, it's just really important to do that. You know, I shared what it also was sharing, you know, that we get into those times when we get judgmental. But when we go to God the Father and just rest, and take the time to put it in, insert it in our heart, it is most important that we are able to do that.
That's all right, Clay. I agree wholeheartedly. So, again, are you going to go see the movie this weekend?
Well, I am going to try to. I'm on the way to Raleigh because I'm going to the football game.
You remember what Yoda said, don't you?
What's that?
He said, don't try, do. Another way you can vote, Clay, is to go see the movie and then go vote, right? That's all things that we can
do. Brother Robbie, if I can, I would like to believe that Brother Tommy and you and other people have gotten to see the movie Reagan that came out a couple of weeks ago. And I went to see the pre-screening of that movie 7 weeks before. And get to see some of the parts of that movie. I'll be honest with you. I'm not a political person, but it opened me up about what was in that movie. And you see certain parts of it. And I feel that Jesus is in that, because, you know, you hear.
It's a great movie, Clay.
And so,
but right now, because we just have this weekend. This is the point I'm trying to make here, Clay. Is we have this week, we have this weekend to get it done for God's not dead, and you know, so that's what we're working on. But I, as always, my friend, I'm so grateful for your call, and I hope you have a great time at the game. God bless you.
Well, I'm going to try to, man. I would like to give thanks for, you know, Brother Tommy for doing what he's doing, and Hopefully and prayerfully, somewhere down the road in the next movies that they come out for God's Not Dead. I truly believe in the title that's, you know, being brought out, and God We Trust, because we need to trust in God a little bit more.
All right.
Or as much as we can.
I agree with you so wholeheartedly, Clay. Thank you, buddy. God bless. Clay. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. So, again, this is the Jesus Labor Love Weekend, and so if you've had a situation where they've come to your aid, or you know, you're familiar with that ministry, which is car repair labor for single moms, widows, and families in crisis, always at the heart of our ministry here at the Christian Car Guy Show is, like, God has given us this opportunity. And if you go to ChristianCarGuy.com, you'll see a great big banner, Jesus Labor Love. And there you can certainly pray. And we have all sorts of opportunities for you to pray there. And as well as, if God puts it on your heart to donate something, even a car, as often people do, you can find that all at Jesus Labor Love at ChristianCarGuy.com. So, getting back to the movie, Tommy.
Yes.
It is your turn.
And quite all right.
Once again, like, I guess here's the thing, and I'm familiar with it. In fact, I've seen all four. I haven't seen the fifth.
Oh, wow. Thank you for that.
Yes, yes. And I am very curious, like, what did God put on your heart specifically for this one, for this season?
Okay, so a movie is a collaborative process. You know, there's an old saying in Hollywood, the movie you write, the movie you shoot, the movie you get. And sometimes they're not the same. Well, when we, it's an interesting thing. When I first originally was planning this, I wanted to base most of the movie in the book of Ecclesiastes, because it's a fascinating book, and we were reading it a lot at the time, and I just started crafting this movie around that. Well, as time passed, the studio suggested that I tailor it to speak to what was going on in the culture a little bit more. So I then started to talk about the notion of stepping out in faith and, you know, doing that which you feel God is asking you to do, but you may not necessarily want to for yourself. It's time to get out of the boat sometimes. So the movie became about that. Then we hit, this is where it gets a little freaky. Then we hit a lot of roadblocks that we had no control over. One of them being the Screen Actors Guild strike. This movie was supposed to have been released a long time ago. It was never meant to come out a couple of weeks before an election. And there was just roadblock after roadblock after roadblock. And it was almost as if some other force was saying, not yet, not yet, not yet, now. And we were on the red carpet event in Dallas last week, and all the press kept saying, how did you know? How did you know? And I said, I didn't know. I didn't. Believe me, I started conceiving of this movie almost 3 years ago. How could I have possibly foreseen the events in our society, in our political culture? How could I have?
Well, I got to tell you the freaky part of this one, Scott, and Nick, and Tommy. Okay, so I, you know, start working on my shows way in advance, and so I've been working on this show, you know, at least the last week, and yesterday, right, I get a call from a mom in the Outer Banks of North Carolina. This is a mom, right? Because I was like, and she was like, Robbie, can you book a guest on, you know, she didn't care what show. I've got the screenwriter from God's Not Dead, and I'm said, oh yeah, I would love to do that. I love that franchise. And I'm excited to see the next one myself. In fact, I was going to take my youth group to see it, and I love screenwriters because I wrote a screenplay myself at one point in time. So I'm all in on this, and I said, well, let's just put it on Kingdom Pursuits, which is my normal show that. You know, it's on across the eastern part of the country, and it's got, you know, I don't know, 30 stations or whatever they carry it. but I already had that one pretty much booked. And but I was going to make an example exception. And as the more I talked to this mom, the more she convinced me that this was huge. This was really big. So I said, well, we'll just put it on the Christian Car Guy show. And so, you know, that's just to add to the freakiness of this. From my standpoint, the Christian Car Guy show,
no,
by the way,
you don't even know the half of it. You don't even understand.
Oh, good. We're going to get back to that when we get back.
Unfortunately, I can't wait to see it.
You hold on, because I heard about you.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be who you are?
God help me now.
Don't yell at the axe today on the Christian Car Guy show. And we're, you know, in an interesting time in American history, no doubt. And God is certainly right there and available to us if we don't yell at the axe and choose to, you know, spend our time with him and chewing on that. And so we were so blessed to have with us Tommy Blaze with the movie God's Not Dead, In God We Trust, that is in the theaters this weekend. We got to get out and we got to support this movie, keep it in the theaters as long as possible because of this season. But Tommy, you were making the connection on this story, which itself is freaky to me, because again, I don't often get calls from a mom in the Outer Banks trying to book a guest.
It gets even crazier than that. So the Jesus the program that you have called the Jesus Labor of Love, where you will donate a car to a needy person. Okay, well, I happen to be you're not going to believe this. I happened to be speaking to a woman who had just received one of your cars.
Wow.
And I was intimately aware of every aspect of that, like daily updates. And I just kept saying, I can't believe someone is just going to give you an automobile. And when you got it, I was one of the first people to see it. We drove around in it. That all happened. So you want to talk about paths crossing? I didn't know you from Adam until today. Matter of fact, I just now connected the dots that you are the organization that gave her that car.
And that you would happen to be on.
When you said you're going to be calling into the Christian Car Guy, it did not ring. It didn't make a connection. And then as I'm listening, and then I text her. I go, is this the place? She goes, yes. I'm like, you're not even kidding me. I'm on the air with them right now talking about God's Not Dead and God We Trust. Isn't that crazy?
I love it.
Anyway, I know.
And the point is, God's not dead, and in God we trust. Because it's completely the point that, you know, none of this is a coincidence. He orchestrates all this stuff because I know that what he really wants from all of us is more time with us talking about what really is on our hearts for this country, for our families, for our cars, and all those kind of things. So, Tommy, my hat's off to you, because that's a courageous thing to write a screenplay. I've done it, screenplay. And wow. So
I really want to see it now, Tommy.
Yeah.
you should.
What's the other thing that's going to – which, by the way, I love your characters. I love the way you've developed the characters. I love the actor himself. I can't remember his name, the lead actor.
David A.R. White, yeah.
Yeah, he is. He's in so many wonderful Christian movies, and he is an amazing actor. And so what's in this one that – I don't want you to spill all the beans, but nonetheless, give us something to whet our appetite a little bit.
Yeah, this is we feature a very strong, very colorful, very interesting and entertaining female lead. There is for all the ladies that want to come out and see that fiery passion from a Christian actress, we got it for you, played by Samira Armstrong from the television show The O.C. We've got Isaiah Washington from Grey's Anatomy coming in, and for those of you the Happy Days, Charles in Charge, Joni Loves Chachi, we have Scott Baio.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. He plays a bad guy, and boy, does he play a wonderful bad guy. It is just fantastic.
You know, it takes a better actor to play a bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
And I always thought it was the secret to the Disney franchise was they make their evil characters so evil that you hate them.
Oh, yeah.
And that's part of the draw of the movie, right?
Yeah, you love to hate them, you know?
Exactly. It's so Chachi. So, man, he must be like in his 50s or something at this
60s.
point. Yeah.
Yeah, 60. Yeah, I think. It was great to see him. It was a wonderful experience all around. I was in the first two, God's Not Dead. I played a Enterprise rental car guy. I bring a rental car.
I'll have to go back and look at that now.
And the second one, I was a waiter. And then I didn't play for the next few. And then I brought my character because I wrote it. I got to bring my character back. And I'm basically a glorified Uber driver in this one. But it was a lot of fun. We shot the movie in South Carolina in the Rock Hill area.
Really? Oh, that's not far from us.
Yeah, we sure did. And Charlotte, a little bit in Charlotte. And we had a wonderful time And it apparently, as of yesterday, I think we're the number four movie in the country yesterday.
That's amazing,
Tommy. That changes every hour, though. So that's why I don't like saying things like that. But when I got that word yesterday, we were number four. Who knows what happened at the box office yesterday on Friday. So we'll have to wait and see. The numbers haven't been released yet this morning. So.
Well, again, today's a new day for all of us to go out and see this.
Yeah.
And again, when you go see it, you obviously, you know, now that you've heard Tommy, when you see the Uber driver, you go, oh, that's my guy right
there. Yeah, that's it.
That's elbow your wife, you go, I heard that guy on the radio today.
Yes, you did. Hey, I want to thank you guys for having me on. I've got to go do some more talking, but
good.
I sure appreciate you having me.
Oh, we're grateful, Tommy. You have an amazing weekend. Really, we're going to be praying for you guys. God bless.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, again, God's Not Dead and God We Trust. You know, we've talked about this, and it is fundamental to the Jesus labor love, right? That there's so many single moms, any family in crisis. They could be a veteran. We've helped lots of them, right, Scott? And, you know, the situation is it looks like just like what you heard at the beginning. There's no way out. I'm completely surrounded. But what it says is blessed are the persecuted. For there is the kingdom of heaven. So at the point in time that you received Christ, you now, the king, it says for yours is. It's not going to be the kingdom of heaven. That's present tense. Okay? And so right this minute, go boldly to the throne of grace, right? You have access to that. And when you do, amazing things happen. People get cars for free. But they definitely need those cars, you know, and God, you know, provides it, or he provides a way to get on the Christian Car Guy show for somebody that's, you know, this was a mom in the Outer Banks. And she just had heard about the movie, and she was going to do what she could do to support it. Because I asked her, I was like, so are you a publicist? You know, I've never heard, you know, because I have publicists call me all the time. She goes, oh, no, I'm just a mom in the Outer Banks. I heard about this. I'm like, how awesome, right?
Yeah.
That she's just being obedient to what God's asked her to do, and she's jumping into the fray. And at the end of the day, that's what Tommy's doing. You know, that's what Scott's doing, right? And so we got a minute and a half left, probably. Scott, if you got a story on the Jesus labor love you want to share.
This summer has been amazing. It's been totally amazing. We had a lady from the Chapel Hill area that just recently got a car, and she actually is staying at a halfway house right now. And she's been through a lot of stuff, some domestic abuse. And I was blessed to meet her last month, and she got a car. And that was just such a joy to see that. And I actually got to meet her kids as well. And she was thinking about calling in, but she's trying to keep her identity kind of on the low.
Oh, of course, of course. And, you know, it's amazing to me how many times, you know, that we're able to give a car to somebody essentially homeless.
Yeah.
And it gives them the ability to get income, just like we heard earlier from Christian, that they can then, you know, get housing and they can do all that, because without a car, you know, you got no way. So again, it's the Jesus labor love. It's at christiancarguy.com, and go out and see this movie, God's Not Dead, in God We Trust. We're so grateful for you listening to the Christian Car Guy show today. And remember, as always, right, slow down. Jesus walked everywhere he went. Got it all done in 33 years. Thank you so much for listening.
This is the Truth Network.